This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
I don't follow Rob Lowe on Twitter, but if I did, I wouldn't have missed this one yesterday. The film business passed away today, the actor said, with the announcement of the popular film Oscar. It's been in poor health for a number of years. It has survived by sequels, tentpoles, and vertical integration. He was talking, of course, about the big changes coming to the Oscars this year, including something called the popular film category. Tatiana Siegel is the deputy film editor at The Hollywood Reporter. We called her up to talk awards and the business thereof. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me back.
So are you with Rob Lowe that this is generally a mistake? What are you hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing is that most people do not think this is a great idea. Most people that I talked to yesterday, largely Academy members and other people who are affected by the decision, think that it was unnecessary because, you know, a great film that is popular, whatever that means, by the way, would have a chance to vie for the best picture, the top prize at the Academy Awards. So why have this special category?
Well, so let's be clear here that they're doing it because they because money, because it's a business, and because, as we now know, ABC has been driving this thing, right, to get the telecast, the television show, better ratings.
Absolutely. The telecast has been on a downward trajectory for years, and last year was the least viewed Oscars of all time. So they had to do something. And ironically, Disney, which owns ABC and, you know, Marvel and Lucasfilm, will sort of benefit the most because it would be their tent poles, like a Star Wars film or a Black Panther that would wind up likely getting into this category of best popular film of the year.
Talk to me for a minute about the brand valuation here, because the Academy Awards now becomes a glitzier People's Choice Awards.
Exactly. The Academy Awards is supposed to be special. It's supposed to be, you know, the exclusive club of excellence in film. A movie that's made, you know, $1 billion already kind of won its prize by winning $1 billion, by making $1 billion. Yeah, yeah. So, to have this category is just sort of like everyone sees it for what it is, which is an overt attempt to draw in more viewers who have been shying away because maybe the films that have won in the last few years weren't as well known as, say, you know, Jurassic World or some
almost
the latest
else.
Marvel movies.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
So let me give you a what if here. Let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say Wonder Woman a couple of years ago, right? Incredibly popular film, did really well. But also, I thought, this is just me, I thought it was a pretty good movie. What if it gets nominated or put into the most popular film category and the studio says, no thanks, we don't want that. We want to be in the actual best picture category.
Right. I mean, and that will definitely come into play because some people will see this as the kids' table, as, some sort of lesser category. And, well, why aren't we in the best picture race? But we don't even know what this category will be defined as. Will it be movies that have made $500 million or more at the box office worldwide? Or will it be, you know, an Adam Sandler comedy on Netflix? That could be, you know, construed as popular by some segment of the population.
Right. And it goes to the people's choicization of this thing that we talked about earlier, right? So instead of becoming more selective, the Academy has decided to broaden itself out and just go with the flow.
Yes, excellent point. It's kind of like, well, we'll try this because, you know, we no longer seem to be the special club, right. So maybe we'll go for mass appeal.
Tatiana Siegel, she's a deputy film editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Tatiana, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.